Documents obtained by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel describe a November 29th incident in which a counselor slammed a metal door on an inmate's foot so hard that some of his toes had to be amputated. Union officials say new rules restricting the use of segregation to discipline youth make it harder to keep order at the school. But a former state administrator of juvenile corrections, Jim Moser of the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families, says the new rules have worked in other states to reduce the number of teens who end up in adult prison.
Treating them certain ways is more likely to get better results. So less confrontational, less prison-like, less physical restraint, those kinds of things.
Newspapers using documents released under the state's open records law report the governor's office was told several times over the last year about allegations of staff and youth injuries at the Northern Wisconsin school. Walker was asked today if his presidential bid that ended in September distracted him from dealing with the problems earlier.
No, not whatsoever. I mean, this is not something, the bottom line is I don't go through every piece of constituent mail. I don't go through every email. I get thousands of those. So the information was originally brought in in 2014 when I was a candidate for governor, not for any other office out there.
Walker says his administration originally thought the problems involved a limited number of individuals and immediate action was taken against them.
Milwaukee County Supervisor Deanna Alexander says she and others in the county government felt it was time to speak out.
We're concerned and we want to see action. I think that it will gain their attention and help the people who have the power to create sentencing alternatives or to identify other locations.
There are at least 100 Milwaukee County youth held at the school now. County court officials say there are alternative programs for teen lawbreakers in the county, but they would need to be expanded if the county were to stop sending youth to the Lincoln Hills Copper Lake facility. A Lincoln County judge will hear more testimony on violence at the school on Monday. Gilman Halstead,
Chuck Quernbach,
Wisconsin Public Radio.